Ja, genau. Alle nach schon.
Auch schon. A L N G A R R S U E Y. Auch schon.
Was ich doch.
That's Daniel Hunter of Nunamiqua, Alaska, spelling the Yupik word for pen or pencil. The Yupik Spelling Bee for Beginners gives rural Alaskan middle school students the chance to further their knowledge of not only their language, but their culture. Frida Dan, organizer of the Spelling Bee, says that when she was younger, she heard of people in her community being punished for speaking their native language. Dan, who grew up in Stebbins, Alaska, founded the Yupik Spelling Bee after one of her kids placed second in his school's English Spelling Bee.
I realized my children had no basis of Yupik language, and the way we identify who we are is what language we speak.
The 6th annual statewide spelling bee took place last Saturday, with Hunter coming in first for the second straight year. Savannah Strongheart, Hunter's coach, was glad all the work he put in paid off.
It feels unreal. I mean, he works very hard. And he loves trying to speak the language, so his trying and his learning, so he really likes it.
Each year there are 3 different Yupik Bees, the school, district-wide, and statewide. This spelling bee is a little different from traditional English spelling bees. Since the words are so difficult to spell, the competition is played by points rather than by elimination. The speller with the most points at the end of the bee wins. Each season also focuses on a different dialect. There are 16 Central Yupik dialects. Participants and coaches have to put in months of practice to get ready for the competition.
From October to the end of January, we have to get them up from kindergarten to a third grade level of spelling. We have to drive really quickly through all these things in a really, really short amount of time.
One of the main purposes of the spelling bee is to help save a language that not many young Yupik people speak. Hunter hopes people in Nunamiqua will keep their language alive.
So that when we get older, we could, like, understand. Or if we ever hear, like, elder people talk and we hear a word that we heard before, we could, like, know what they said.
Strongheart has similar feelings about what's happening to the Yupik language.
Not very many of our next generation are speaking it, and it's disappearing. It's starting to disappear, so I think it's very important.
For Dan, the ultimate goal is to one day have schools all over Alaska offer Yupik language classes.
I think it's important because in our own country, our own land, our own home, we don't get a class in our own language.
She is already one step closer to that goal, with Clark Middle School looking into beginning a Yupik language class. For more information on how to get involved with the Spelling Bee, visit the Yupik Spelling Bee for Beginners Facebook page. For Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Ezra Dan.